Kanban Show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/Kanban. There's over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, Zoom, iPhone, or MP3 player.
People are making babies to this show. Musty basement.
All right.
It's the Kanban Show.
Welcome to the Kanban Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Kanban Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Kanban Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or check with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by, discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kanban Show. I am Chad, the Kanban Canfield. Joining me tonight is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How are you, Kevin?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Chad.
Good, good. Also at the table is Dan Alpers.
Woohoo! What it is!
And Corey Jordan.
Cock and balls.
Cock and balls.
You're a little horse there, Corey.
A little raspy.
Gentleman pony.
All right, so welcome to the show. This is episode 91. Which, you know, means only, what, 8 or 9 episodes until...
I think it's like 6.
Until episode 100?
Yep.
A big century. Right.
91 plus 6.
Depends. That would be 97.
If you're going to hit every number on the way.
Well, I almost... You know what? I don't count those 3 that I didn't number. And I quit not numbering episodes because Kevin made me feel like a dumbass for not numbering them. So, and he, as he sits here nodding his head.
I've only got one that you didn't number. What were the other 2?
There was the St. Patrick's Day episode.
That's the one I got.
Christmas one.
Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving, yeah. 08.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I think there's 2 episodes of the Kanban Show I don't have.
Uh-oh.
Your collection is incomplete.
It is, and it will have to be rectified. Well, including that episode 8 that I never got because you never put out there.
It's gone. No one will ever get that one.
I have powers.
I wonder if you're just screwing with us and you still have it somewhere.
Dude,
I have some belief. You don't throw stuff away.
You know that if I had it, I wouldn't have the willpower to not let you listen to it.
Unless it was so horrible.
I totally don't understand that because I think listening to it, we would learn so much of what not to do.
Oh, my God. And I've been tempted to bring Shaka Boom back. I think I might.
To re-record episode 8? Well, just to
have him back. You know, just to...
Has he been banned?
Well, he thought he was. And, you know, for a while there, I thought he might have been,
but
too.
He does a great Christopher Walken.
He does.
If you
can
just keep him on a leash.
I love Steve. Steve is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been performing together for 10 years. And, you know, I just...
You're scared of what he'll say.
No, I'll bring him back one of these
days. We were talking about Cleveland Steamers last week. What could he do worse?
I know. Well, when we first started this show,
yeah,
I wanted it to
about
be more
chopped up Jews in boxes because that'll just get a oh, Chad, oh,
we'll make fun of it for weeks afterwards.
Come on, Dan. I'm just hoping that would die. You know,
dude, nobody Jews. Has let it die. Every time somebody brings up something about video
someone has
games,
to say something about
Viva
pieces
Pinata
or a box
Viva Pinata and a box and chopped up people.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I'd like to say that the Viva Pinata had nothing to do with the Jews.
Yeah. You know, I did read a headline.
That was the other Corey.
I read the headline, but I didn't get into the story. Something on ABC News about there are people offended by X-rated pinatas. I should have read
there
the story.
There is such a thing?
Oh, yeah.
It was somebody was driving. I caught part of it on CNN. There was a... I didn't read the whole story, but drivers were being distracted by X-rated pinatas in Los Angeles. Some card store or... someplace where you buy pinatas.
It was probably
had,
a porn shop.
Had so naked pinatas hanging up, and bags. People were getting in car accidents looking at the pinatas.
So I could get a boob pinata?
Boob
pinata. You could probably get a set.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can get a like a naked girl, and you can pound her in the butt with a stick and Jesus break her open, Christ. And she'll get
Unfortunately,
candy.
You'd have to be blindfolded in order for it to count.
Yeah.
You think you did
it. Chad's all worried really about Shaka-Boom coming up.
What? Well,
I guess I got a birthday coming up, so...
Yeah, you do, in a, like, what, next week? 21st, yeah, right?
Next week. Nope, 23rd.
23rd.
Are you 30?
20-something.
Are you 30 yet?
Oh, God, you're so damn nice. 30.
You'll be 38, won't you?
Out of that,
yeah, very good.
30,
yeah.
That makes
My wife
me what?
Said, what's it going to be like being 40?
I killed
you. I don't know. Because I'm not turning 40.
No.
I'm glad she didn't start planning.
You are my
She
best
hasn't
friend,
started
Kevin.
Planning my 40th birthday party, has she?
Not she? That I'm aware of.
Hello.
Okay, I'm gonna
That would not surprise me.
I'm going to tell you a thing, okay? Okay.
Come on, Kyle.
I was still, the Lex. I was still in the Air Force when I had my 30th birthday party.
You
I joined
a seaman?
No, I was an airman. A zoomie.
Yes, for.
I know. I was there. Wait, no, I wasn't.
Okay, continue.
We had my 30th birthday party the year I turned 29.
Awesome.
That is how you do it, because you don't feel bad. You can enjoy the party. You get better presents, and the party generally is a bit wilder.
So, yeah. Next year, when next you year. Actually have your 30th, what happens then?
Oh, I was out of the Air Force, and it didn't matter.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That sucks. I guess I have it before. Well, I'm not in the Air Force, so...
Couple cool things. There's been a lot of E3 news going on. We'll cover that later on. A lot of neat things coming up this October. There's a new series I want to talk about. I thought we'd mention that tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that more as we get into the show. Got a great Audible pick this week, too. I thought it'd be fun. But I've been reading this website, Mental Floss. I think it's mentalfloss.com. And they have some really funny trivia stuff, really cool stuff that I never thought of, like, why do I care kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I do, because, like, they had this story about the real names of fictional characters. And an example, what's MacGyver's first name?
Pennybring.
It's Angus.
Of course Angus. It's Angus, because he's Scottish.
MacGyver.
Yeah, so it's Angus MacGyver.
That
so,
makes sense.
So where did they get that from? I mean, was there some
There's,
episode
it's
where
canon.
It was...
It's yeah, some sort
they,
of...
They actually do reveal these things occasionally.
Yep.
Like Angus Grumby was the skipper.
Do me your impression of the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Worst Kimminshu ever.
Thanks. Thanks.
Really good.
What's his name? What's his real name?
I don't know.
Or is the character's name?
Oh, it's like Keith something.
It's Jeff Albertson.
See, no, it's not Keith something.
No.
What's your favorite? Wrong. What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Crunchberries.
Crunchberries?
Yeah.
Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
What's Captain Crunch's first full name? Anybody?
Aloysius?
No, that is Snuffleupagus's first name.
Snuffleupagus is
That was actually
real.
Written down on here. Snuffleupagus's first name. But Captain Crunch's first name is Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Oh, of course. Oh, Horatio.
Horatio.
That makes perfect
Magellan.
Sense.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of his ship? Anybody?
Oh,
SS Crunchitizer.
Oh,
the Guppy.
Oh, you get a prize.
Oh, snap.
It's
son.
A Zot.
Sweet.
Okay, you guys
I just ate the cereal. I didn't like think about the cat.
It actually says it on the boat.
Yeah, SS
really?
Guppy.
On the
yeah.
Who pays attention to that shit?
I do.
Apparently the folks at Mental Floss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time is it? How long have we been going?
Oh, yeah. 3 minutes.
It's been forever.
And I've already got two bagax. Thanks,
oh, okay.
Kevin. Okay, how many did you guys ever watch Night Court?
Yes.
Yep.
Right okay.
Bull.
What's Bull's name?
Oh, Jesus.
What's Bull's first name? His last name is Shannon. Bull Shannon.
Bull Shannon.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
Maurice.
Dan, got a guess?
No.
Nostradamus.
Oh.
Well, I was almost there.
Almost
I
there.
I said no.
That
you
is.
Didn't let me finish.
That is
I was
an awesome
about to
name.
Say Stradamus.
Okay, Gilligan's Island. What's the skipper's real name?
Jonas Grumby.
Jack?
See, you knew it. Jonas Grumby.
Jonas Grumby.
How about the professor?
Oh, God. I knew this.
John Locke.
No, it's Kevin something.
No.
John Locke.
Kevin Albers.
They were. They, you Dan's just didn't long, realize long which brother. Island they were on.
Exactly. Dan Kappas. No, it's Roy. It's Roy Hinckley.
Roy Hink Jr.
Roy Hinckley.
Weird.
Yeah. Last one. Last one. You guys watch Scooby Doo. What's Shaggy's real name?
Oh, I know this.
They revealed that in one of the movies, didn't
why
they?
Why do I know this? Why didn't it just pop out of my head when I said I know this?
If you know this.
I do know this. I just can't remember. Norbert. It's
Norville.
Norville, yeah. That's
Norville
it.
Rogers. AKA Shaggy.
AKA Shaggy. Shaggy. Grandfather of Grunge.
What?
The first cartoon stoners. His dog talked to him and he was always hungry.
Yes.
What's your name, boy? Norville.
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 You look awfully Shaggy to me.
It's like, Scooby, what kind of a name is that? Well, what kind of a name is Norville?
With a name like Norville, it's no wonder you needed some Doobie Snacks. No wonder you're
exactly.
a stoner.
Exactly. Thank you.
They did a take-up of them on the Ventures Brothers, which was really awful and awesome at the same time.
You said if we did that one thing that you'd take me to see my parents.
Oh yeah.
the whole group was there. They had a Fred, they had a Velma, they had a Daphne.
Did they make
Daphne was a lesbian who was trying to get into Daphne's pants.
Velma's pants.
Did
Velma.
Velma
was the lesbian.
Well, that's
Daphne
because
was the
they
prisoner.
Did that in James.
Did Fred actually or whoever played Fred what did he actually have an ascot in the
He did wear an ascot. Yes.
Yeah.
The guy that played Shaggy was the guy who was Shaggy was way burned out, and the dog only talked to him.
Yeah,
because he was the chosen one. They did not get to hear my voice.
You are the chosen one. Nice.
Was German.
So Dan, last week you had mentioned that Batman smut porn movie.
Prawn.
I found a copy.
He giggles about it. I love it. You found a copy of the non-sexless version, am I correct?
No, it's the full
non-sexless version.
Full, very dirty.
Prawn.
We should have so recorded us watching.
We kind of skimmed it earlier, and
I think Chad was afraid to leave it on his computer.
That was pretty much how you watch porn, isn't it? Well, 2 or 3 seconds at a time.
That is the only way to get to the end.
No more talky-talky.
It's like an hour and a half long.
What's a full movie?
It is a full movie.
It has a plot, everything.
So what is the point of porn being longer than 5 minutes long?
It has old people to keep their clothes on.
Big cock
and big balls.
Okay, so...
If
so,
I said big cock, would you have to big cock my big...
No, you're fine. You're big.
No.
You're big what? Your big feet?
Oh. Amy's yelling at her iPod right now.
We'll have to try it. Okay. We'll see. When I'm editing this, I will... If there's a bagok there, it's because you said big cock.
Or bagok?
Maybe that'll be the bagok. Bagok? Bagok?
I would be really surprised. I say cock every time.
So we're watching...
Holy censorship, Batman.
So we're watching porn.
Yeah, a little bit.
Four guys together.
So shaka
watching
boom.
Porn.
Fully clothed.
Oh,
really,
my, and here come the stop.
But no, this
But there was one seat...
This was freaking... between us. It was... It looks like it could have been from the Batman show.
Everything.
Now,
I mean,
they
had all the details down.
Down to the props, they had
the
desk. Statue.
The desk, Batman's desk, Bruce Wayne's desk, had the William Shakespeare statue with the head that flips back with the button that opens the date.
And then the bat phone,
everything.
The special phone.
Yeah. My question is, they have a lot of those Batman cars around, don't they?
The 1960s Batmobile, perfect.
Car shows.
It was a 1962 Lincoln Custom is what they made that out of.
But I think there's got to be a lot of those around.
Amazing.
The amount of money they make on a car that old. I mean, and they don't sell it. They just rent it out.
Yeah, to car shows and porns.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have the Riddler, the Joker, Batman, Robin, Catwoman.
And
Batgirl. The Commissioner and the old Scottish or Irish cop standing
Captain
next to
Captain O'Hara, thank you very much.
Was that who that was?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
There's people in it. Char and the car and
there are people in it that don't get
naked
and have
now.
Sex.
What
Ron Jeremy's in there.
Do?
Yeah, he made a cameo we caught just by fat.
But the Joker is truly scary.
The guy that plays the Joker is a very famous porn guy. He's actually prolific. And he grew the mustache so that he could paint it white.
So he looked just
because he doesn't
like,
usually have a mustache. And,
no.
Who was the guy that originally played the Joker? That was
Cesar Romero.
Yeah. So... Yeah, he looked like a really dirty Caesar Romero.
Yeah, he did.
Dirty old man-ish.
But the video quality was, it was HD.
Yep.
And but it looked like it was Batman.
Hey,
they covered up. They covered up the bat symbol with X's.
Uh-huh.
Oh God! In Batman's,
but
mannerisms?
They still called him Batman.
Yeah, his mannerisms.
He talked like
hand movements. His
like Adam West.
The cheesy citizen.
Yeah.
Go back to your business, citizen.
And then the whole climbing up the wall
was still the typical gag.
And then
that we saw back then.
Then the porn star guy. What's his face?
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, made a cameo.
Jesus, what isn't he in anymore?
He's on everything.
He was on Tosh.0.
Yeah.
He's everywhere, man.
He's everywhere. He was in Crank 2.
You know what they call him? Aside from the hedgehog, they call
Mario?
They call him the Mooch.
The Mooch.
He'll go on these shows and bring a bucket with him so he can take food out of the green room home.
Oh, hey, whatever, man. Wow. You know what? It's going to get wasted anyway.
Well, that's true.
And you know, Ron,
but I don't know that he's working so much anymore, so he needs
he's got to get money out of all these cameos. He's got to be making something. True. Plus, any convention that he goes to, he can charge like $20 for his autograph, and people will pay it. Swear to God.
I would not pay for a Ron Jeremy autograph.
To be honest,
I would.
Though, really, who here has seen a Ron Jeremy porn? I, for one, have not. So I'm wondering if Ron Jeremy is living off of the Ron Jeremy name.
Who here has seen
a
Tracy Lords porn?
Well, no.
Well, the kids don't know.
Some of them are illegal.
Corey, did
some
you have your illegal. Hand raised?
I did have my hand raised. I have seen a Tracy Lords porn.
He's
Kevin,
an older.
Did you raise your hand to
I'm 40. I'm
she
older
was,
than
what
she
was. What was that movie that she was in with Johnny Depp? Crybaby?
Yeah.
That was was it Walters, Roger Walters film or whatever his name is?
I don't know who made it.
The guy, same guy who did...
You're thinking of Hairspray.
Yeah, Hairspray.
John Waters.
That's what I'm thinking
of. I know who that is.
Yeah, same guy who directed that movie directed Hairspray. Not the new one with John Travolta, but the original one with Divine. He wrote and directed it. Good guy.
Now,
crazy stuff.
What I never understood was he's not physically fit. Okay.
Ron Jeremy.
He's built like I am.
True.
He's,
that's why they call him the hedgehog.
He's the sweatiest, hairiest man.
He's pretty gross.
He's really good at what he does, though.
And, yeah.
I don't know.
It's the 9.5
but someone
inch business
paid
that
him?
He's got.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Someone decided, you know what? We should pay you.
Right. Why not?
Doesn't he come from a very religious background, too? Something just totally...
I think...
that you wouldn't expect.
I think he's Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
They made... You know, do you ever see that movie, Being John Malkovich?
You know, I saw right up until the car ran into the other car, and then I fell
but,
asleep.
But you saw part of it. They made... Ron Jeremy made a movie, Being Ron Jeremy.
Oh,
somebody,
no.
So that was on HBO, a month ago.
I wouldn't like to be inside his head. No offense.
Somebody, you jump inside his head like you
no,
did.
No, I could do that. Yeah, I could do that.
It's crazy.
I mean, as long as it's not like a permanent thing. Couple hours on a Tuesday. Yeah, I could do that.
But let me go on the record by saying porn is offensive.
let me go ahead and quote Goldmember. Why is porn bad? Anything is okay in moderation.
Yeah.
Would you like a bong and
any guy who says that they don't
member, right?
have never looked at porn is a liar. Liar.
Wait, what?
Even the gay guys look at porn. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Any guy who says that they've never seen porn, liar.
Well, see, now, here's how you can tell if a guy masturbates. If he has hands, he masturbates. There are guys out there that profess, I do not. I don't touch myself. I don't think it's cool. Yeah,
whatever.
You call that guy a liar.
Yeah, everybody does.
And
it.
Very unpracticed.
They have they have a fleshlight or
something.
Fleshlight?
Fleshlight.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
What's
seriously?
A fleshlight?
You've never heard of a fleshlight?
No, I'm just kidding. I've
oh,
seen
okay.
Zach and Mary make a porn.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's in the closet at the bottom.
Yeah, I've never
I don't have one.
I've never heard of
I don't
of
have
thing.
The balls enough to buy one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I didn't
now,
buy
if you
mine.
Don't have the balls enough to buy one, can we get you one as a gift?
that would make right up there with
Mother's
the,
Day gift.
So an, yes.
With the 15-inch black rubber thing you guys
no,
got me.
If you're thinking Father's Day gift,
Mother's
fleshlight for Dad.
There you go.
I wonder if they have sales. Get your dad.
Wonder if that
you
comes
know,
in,
it's funny. The number of advertisements I get for them.
I wonder if that comes in like mini Maglite size.
Here's what I don't get. How did I end up on the small penis list? What the hell is that?
You know, someone could like wrap it up in a tie and then give it to you that way. That would be awesome.
Or you could stick the tie in it and have it be kind of a horrible surprise.
That,
oh my god, I ruined the silk tie. That,
what the hell is this?
My silk tie turned to my spanker.
Okay, god, all right.
I just thought I was huge, but no.
What? Sorry. Oh my goodness. Dear God. Okay.
Shaka boom, where okay. are you?
Yeah, no kidding. So,
hey kids.
Yeah. Oh, changing the subject. My kids are home. Changing the subject.
Or close Ooh. The door.
Yeah, close the door.
Yeah.
Bye.
So,
talk about some E3 news or.
Yeah, let's talk about E3 news. Let's talk about E3 news.
Okay. Well, E3, today everything got kicked off with Microsoft's. Well, yeah, but I don't think anybody. We don't get to see that part of it.
Day before yesterday, because this isn't going to be up until tomorrow.
It was the Microsoft Cirque du Soleil kickoff.
Quite literally, Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is there videos of that? Like,
not that
online?
I found yet.
Okay, because I would love to see.
I believe it's re-airing tonight on Nick at Night, isn't it?
Well, I just recorded everything, so I think there might be a 30-minute program with it. Mm-hmm. That I'll have to catch that. But today they had the Microsoft conference with all the new things that are coming out for Microsoft and all the little games that are being announced here and there along the way today, but
for this Christmas holiday season.
The big news with Microsoft, though, is the thing that Corey is hoping to get his hands on when he goes to that convention.
Microsoft
PAX.
Operated
when
Fleshlight?
Other than that, jeez. No. It was called Project Natal. Now it's called what?
Kinect. Why do I want to say Kinect?
Because that's like a toy from the 90s.
It's like a Lego wannabe.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Kinect.
K-I-N.
With a K.
If they put an I between the C and the T, it would be perfect.
Yes.
Well, the K-I-N is
supposed to
stand for
Kinect. They've got to be cool.
It's like they put...
They've got to be elite.
Like, kinetic... And
there should
connective.
Be numbers in there.
There should be.
Should be.
Yeah, the three. One. The E should be a three.
Yeah. Yeah. So this thing, there's. You
I'm
showed
trying
us.
To think of Kathrinans. Kathritics or something.
So they're also coming out with a new Xbox, which is the Xbox Slim, which has got 250 gigs of RAM or memory.
It's not RAM, hard drive. Black. It's not as like. Rounded or smooth, it's more.
It's kind of got it looks like an hourglass, kind of.
Yeah, kind of angular. It's got flat surfaces. But it doesn't look very slim to me.
Does it have the same processing power as the regular Xbox?
It's the same thing, just probably different parts to make it just a little bit smaller.
I heard the power supply is a little smaller. Well, and it's got these buttons are different.
My power supply is just the same size it was a week ago.
Does it have a cooling issue?
So far, so good.
That will be interesting to see.
Oh, wait, is there a ring? Because if there's a ring, then there can
they
be
took
a
the red ring
red
out.
Ring. Oh, okay.
It's an orange ring. It's a blue ring, probably.
Blue. Yeah.
Because it's pretty. It doesn't.
It's the blue ring of death.
It's like
I'm still trying to think of this thing as a sensual woman, and you're talking about a red ring of death. It just doesn't work.
So
a red ring.
But this is really freaking cool, guys. For people that don't know what Project Natal or this Kinect thing is, basically it takes a couple cameras and a microphone. Or two
tables and a microphone.
Yeah, two turntables and a microphone. And it's kind of like the Wii without a controller. It reads your body movements. It can hear you.
It recognizes
who you are when you come into the room. You're playing.
I did watch the part where you sign in.
Yeah.
And you stand in front of it and say, you have to say Xbox to it.
Xbox.
And then whatever command or... Let it recognize you, but it can recognize your shape.
Wow! And so they did a demonstration of this game called Kinectimals.
Yep.
And it's you have a pet cute tiger,
Skittles. Yep. Little baby tiger named Skittles.
Of course, because if I have a tiger, that's what I'm naming him.
Well, whatever. I think you get to name it yourself, but they called it Skittles.
Oh, okay.
So, but she was petting it, and
smaller.
It was
You're
licking
so
her
cute.
Face, and
it looked like one of those. Those DS games, those DS pet games.
Yeah.
But you could actually...
Interact with it.
Its name would be Siegfried, because that's the one they got on the
Skittles, that hurts. That hurts, Skittles.
Skittles, that's my jugular.
Skittles.
Stop tickling
me. Oh, dude, the best horror movie. It's where your kinetic, or your Kinect, like, starts supernaturally interacting with you. So you're petting your Skittles, your pet tiger. Then all of a sudden your skin starts to puncture, kind of like Freddy movies. That's really cool.
That noise was the bathroom.
No, it was
the stool in the bathroom. It was Freddy.
It scared the crap out of me. I was listening to the couple weeks ago. Grandma, Grandpa, whatever.
Were you here?
No, I wasn't. I missed it. I wish I'd been here. Probably wouldn't have happened if I'd been here. Those things never happen around me except for when they do.
Today I was in here and I was watching. I forgot that I turned a movie on. And I was sitting here waiting for a call, you know, working. Mm-hmm. And I heard a whisper in my ear. And it just came out of the speaker. And I'm like, I thought it was somebody whispering in my ear. I'm like, oh, my God.
A little bit of Lost lore there. The whispers were people that were lost on
La, 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 la. He knows that I've just finished season one. Thanks, Corey.
Oh, no, don't worry.
La, 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 la.
This isn't going to ruin anything for you.
Oh.
And, so this connectables, they look pretty awesome.
Yeah, you could actually play jump rope with the
until they knock the tiger. Your face off.
What I thought was interesting is that it would interact with you like in different ways. Like if it didn't see you.
Yeah, the kid sent the tiger to get a toy, and while the tiger was off screen,
came back with
she went and hid behind the couch.
Uh-huh.
The tiger then was confused and started looking for her. Where are you at? You know, not it wasn't
so,
talking.
The tiger started talking. So it looked like it was looking through the TV, looking for you at.
Oh,
in
it
the
actually
room.
Went up to the TV, put its paws on it, went like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You look at me doing a
like,
sight gag.
Like
on
somebody
the radio.
Pressing yeah. pressing their face against the glass.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It was cool.
There's
was cool.
Some snot marks on the glass too. Yeah.
But, I want one.
Rip your TV.
I gotta say, tigers aren't mutiny animals.
I want, see, Zach, when he finally, you know, decides he's going to move out or whatever, he's going to take the Xbox with him. It is his Xbox.
I like the way you say finally.
Well, one of these days, one of these years.
See, now, when we buy, like, our Xbox, we got it for Christmas a few years back, and we use this enigmatic term for it. It's for the family, which essentially means it's mine, but you can play with it.
Now, my brother bought it for Zach when Zach had his jaw surgery. Uh-huh. He had a really severe underbite. Or overbite. Anyway.
Under, where your bottom chin sticks out.
Yeah, bottom chin was back.
Back, that's
way back.
That's
an underbite. He had an underbite. So they broke his jaw and pulled it forward, and then the bone grew between.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they did that, everybody felt sorry for him. So my brother bought him an Xbox.
Jeez, lame.
Lame. Well, no, actually, it was freaking awesome.
You
just
get
so
a
you
nice
know.
New slim, yeah, sexy the Xbox.
The
yeah.
cost of the Xboxes have gone down so much. Now,
the new Xbox, $250.
I mean,
it's what geez. It's what they're what the retail is.
That's 250 gig hard drive, which means I'd have to have them transfer my stuff over again.
Right now, if I wanted to put a hard drive on the other Xbox, it's only 20 gigs. It would cost me another $100 to buy another.
Actually, the Slim.
You can just have the data transferred.
The Slim. If you buy one of the Slims, mm-hmm. it comes with data transfer.
You should call it the
with
Danimal.
It.
Nice.
So the you don't have to pay for that.
That
$30
transfer kit?
Nope. It automatically comes with it, so it'll transfer.
That is awesome.
Actually, you know what I did with mine when I got a bigger hard drive? I just took
I had to buy bigger pants.
Dan is on fire tonight.
Well, no, I now you can use
I
a...
I am literally on fire!
But you can actually use a USB drive. With an Xbox now.
Oh, okay.
So you can use up to like a 16 gig one. So oh. I just transferred.
So when you say
stuff.
USB drive, you actually mean like a flash drive? Because
yeah.
I've got a USB drive that's 250 gig.
No, it'll only
Wait,
use
what?
Up to
a USB
16.
Drive? Mm-hmm. Oh, not a flash drive, a USB.
No, it's a mini drive. You've seen it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought. I have one like that, but it only will let you do it up to 16 gigs.
Oh, okay.
It's because it's
my terabyte's bigger than your gig.
Something that Microsoft's getting sued over.
You're
with
carrying
USB.
A terabyte around with you.
Is that a terabyte in your pocket or?
It's a backup for work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's FireWire. I am quite literally on fire.
I love FireWire.
Literally on FireWire.
I despise it.
I like it.
I've got no reason for not liking it. I've just never used it.
It's good. It's good. So one of the other trailers
like
I saw, and I showed you guys just before we started, was for The Force Unleashed 2, the new Star Wars title.
Oh, hold on just a second. I got to get my jaw off the floor here.
It's back on. Literally... All right. It looks like they shot it with real people. I mean, the animation is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, I do have to say though that is definitely a cutscene.
Well, yeah, I would not imagine that would be gameplay.
Well, there's a lot of games out there that do their cutscenes in gameplay engine.
Right.
That's not one of them.
If they were to try to do that gameplay-wise with that level of beauty and, I mean, realty,
your
Xbox would not only get a red ring of death,
your Xbox would catch fire.
Yeah, or it might just plan to kill you later. Mm-hmm. Well, because these things are all thinking.
The only thing I worry about is if you ever played the first one, did you play it?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It was buggy as hell.
It was buggy,
but it was the I enjoyed the bugs.
Now hopefully they don't
flying stormtroopers.
Hopefully they don't tell.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, when you threw them
and dewback women that you could ride on.
What the?
No, he's talking about Red Dead.
What? Talking about Red Dead.
He's giving Red Dead.
Okay. Checking out the donkey last week women of the show. I was checking out the donkey women and the flying people, and
that was.
Yeah,
we'll have to look at that. That was quite entertaining. I love watching that.
But it was buggy.
The thing is they need to not tell the people that they're going to fire them anytime before the movie's going to come.
When the first one came out, we covered this one of our first episodes.
You could tell it.
They told them that they were going to get fired.
Yeah.
After the game, and they just finished it.
Oh really?
On one of the walls, I'm pretty sure it said "Screw you, Lucasfilm."
I would be surprised. LucasArts.
Yeah, whatever. LucasArts.
Yeah. Was there anything on there that said who's doing it?
No.
Does it all say LucasArts?
It just says LucasArts. It says LucasArts.
Well, they do have credits at the end, don't they? I didn't see any credits.
But
anyway. I did beat it at normal intensity.
No. When they make it the new one, I think is your question.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because this will be a whole different company.
It'll have to be because the other one dissolved.
It's gone.
Yeah.
But
this is pretty.
But it looks
very
good.
Very
the trailer looks good. Yeah. I'll play the trailer
over and over. Hell yeah. That was very nice. And you're a guy named Sky Killer.
Star Killer.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
No, he's still alive. Clones, maybe. They hint at clones.
They hint.
Clones everywhere, man.
They don't hint. They get a big neon sign out that says clones, and then an arrow points at all the damn clones.
And then one opens his eyes and looks at you. So, crazy.
Very clony.
Then there's the Star Wars version of Kinect.
Yeah.
That looked kind of interesting.
That looked cool. So you're telling me, you're like, dude, this is Kinect. And I was like, what the hell are you talking
about? Yeah, but it was the way that they're moving the lightsabers with their bodies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get fatties to lose weight.
I wonder how...
Dude, I need to lose weight, dude.
How much you got to flail around to see that?
What did that look for?
That's what they said with the Wii. We got the Wii Sports
Wii
thing.
Fit.
Oh, I can't get on the Wii Fit. I'm too heavy.
Still?
I'll break it.
Is that what he's got? It's got a 250.
Before I can get on there. 250 pound weight limit, and I'm 260.
No, it's actually 280 pound.
Not mine.
Oh, really? Okay.
Got one of the wussy
You can actually get up to almost 300 pounds.
Mine's made of plywood.
I think it's 280 or 290 pounds, is what it said.
Yeah.
So. If they make it out of metal instead of
plastic. Why do they make it out of plastic? What the hell is that? Maybe if you jump on it, it makes a terrible sound.
Yeah, you're not supposed to jump on it.
See, exactly. And I do.
It was made originally for Asian people, so.
True.
You know.
Yeah, but
yeah, there's no fat Asians.
Some of the largest people in the world are Asians.
Yeah, sumo wrestlers.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Look at.
Get one for each foot. Wear the sandals. There you go.
There's no putting.
I would love to see that.
No putting Corey on that hoverboard, then, huh?
Dude, he couldn't put two fingers on that hoverboard.
I know, that's true. But it gives you hope. We have
We've always had magnets that floated above each other.
I was eight.
So Dan, just so people that are listening understand where we're coming from, showed us this beautiful picture of a hoverboard like from Back to the Future Part 2, and it actually was levitating.
Yep.
It was two great big magnets where the hover pads would be floating on this, special platform, you know, an inch and a half above the platform.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what we've always been able to do with a set of magnets when they're properly tuned
to
each other.
Well, you would put four magnets in there, coupled like this, for each of the magnets.
Coupled like that. Everybody can see that.
Okay, you would put them in the shape of a square,
right,
with the angles toward the magnet on the hoverboard, and they would all be north side up, whereas the one on the board is north side down. That way they would reject each other and still hold it in place.
Yeah. I used to sell a top at World of Science.
Oh yeah,
that Levitron. Yeah. That you would. It was harder than hell to get to stay in that spot to get it to float.
Yeah. Well,
do you remember selling those, Dan? Do you remember those Levitrons? I know you didn't, but your girlfriend did.
I did the painting on the
Yeah.
Covered.
Yeah, you did.
So I worked there for a few days.
Yeah, you did.
Sort of.
But you hung around there a lot. Anyway.
Good story, Pep.
Good story. Good story. Now,
Chad wants to do his audible thing.
I do. I want to do my audible thing. For you, the listeners of the Can-Man Show, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to try out their service. This week, I'm recommending a book that's read by Sarah Silverman and written by Sarah Silverman. It's called The Bedwetter, Stories of Courage, Redemption, and Pee.
Did she talk about how she boinked Matt Damon?
No.
I think she did. I saw a thing on it.
Really?
Not in this book. No. But I'm going to play a little sample. In fact, I'm going to play the foreword of the book that she recorded. I'll play that right now.
When I first selected myself to write the foreword for my book, I was flattered and deeply moved. It's not every day that someone is asked to write the foreword for such a highly anticipated book by a major publisher. There was a time in my life that I would not have trusted myself with a responsibility like this. The foreword sets the tone for the entire book, and I might well have said, "Sarah, you're not smart enough to handle this." I would have taken the safer route and asked someone other than myself to write it. To trust myself this much, to think so highly of my own literary skills, is a testament to just how far I've come, both personally and professionally. Personally, because I'm finally in a place where I can really look up to myself. And professionally, because I'm now able to see what a coup getting me to write my foreword really is. Not everyone agrees that I should be writing this thing. Take, for example, the people at HarperCollins. They're staunchly opposed to it. Old media traditionalists that they are, they seem to be stuck on the idea that a foreword should be written by someone other than the author. They even went so far as to claim that the very point of a foreword is to have someone else writing about the author. Here is an excerpt of an email chain between my editor, David Hershey, and myself regarding the issue. "Hi, Sarah. Can we talk about the foreword? I really don't think it makes sense for you to write it yourself. Stay Jewish, David. You are dumb and smell fartish. Best wishes, Sarah. Dear Sarah, I'm sorry that our last discussion regarding the foreword issue is upsetting you. If you perceived a lack of sympathy or any recalcitrance on our part, it is because your suggestion took us a bit by surprise. No one in our history, and we researched this, has ever proposed that they write the foreword on their own memoir. It's a complete contradiction in logic. Best, David." In other words, I guess he's saying that if it was me writing, it would not really be a true foreword. It would simply be the start of the book, thus making the book effectively forwardless. I would argue that if this book is forwardless, how can you be listening to it at this very moment? That said, if you aren't listening to it, I really can't blame you since I've said literally nothing so far. Now then, I have known Sarah, me, for 39 years. I have watched her grow from a flat-chested, gawky little blastocyst into a full-grown woman with big naturals and a major career. Her contributions have ranged from telling offensive racial jokes in dingy comedy clubs to playing a decisive role in getting the first person of color elected president. She has peed on mattresses up and down the Northeast Corridor and has used the topic of human excrement to vault her from obscurity into the global fame she enjoys today. Her life has been an inspiration, and I look forward to seeing what she does next. With her tremendous reserves of talent, Sarah just might cure AIDS, or at least cause it in deserving people like those genocidal dinks in Darfur. She might become the first Jewish president, or win the NASCAR award if something like that exists, or start some kind of movement, or stop some kind of movement that's especially annoying. Like those people who denounce circumcision and insist on ruining penises across the globe. I guess the effort to stop a movement would be called a re-movement. That's a terrible joke. The first thing Sarah should do with her powers is to put a stop to jokes like that. Sarah is the embodiment of possibility and promise. I love her. Wow, now that's a forward. Egg on your face much, Harper Collins?
And again, to download your free audiobook,
Matt Damon.
To download your free audiobook, go to audiblepodcast.com/canman. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/canman for your free audiobook. Thank you so much for the people that have tried it out. It really does make a difference to the show. I don't know why or how. Oh, because it helps me pay to keep it on the internet.
Cash.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, the more people that can do this, I found an iPod app that we can have made for our show.
Cool.
The old Can Man Show app. But
how?
Through my hosting company. If I go up a notch through the company I host the show through, I can get a personalized iPhone app. So it's $20 a month for me to do that, as opposed to what I'm paying now.
Which is less than $20 a month.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's not cheap. But, you know.
Nothing is.
So if you guys want to help
Except
us
for Kevin.
Pay for that, we can get an iPhone app for you iPhone, iPad users. So who knows? Maybe in the near future, when I can afford it, we'll have that.
And for those of you listeners who haven't tried the audible.com thing, do it. Okay? Because it's good. I like it.
You like it.
And I like it so much that I put it on hold for 90 days because I still don't have a job and I'm not going to pay for it. So
that's all right.
And also, if you don't have an iPod or an iTouch or an MP3.
Or BlackBerry.
You can still burn the audiobooks to disc.
Yep, CD.
So, you know, there's a way for everyone, unless you're totally in the dark ages.
Just don't expect it to, like, show you pictures, because that's what I kept doing. I kept flipping over to the thing, waiting to see what I was reading, and, yeah, you didn't get really any of that. But it was still awesome. The book was just great. I've got another one now. I've started the third book of the Sookie Stackhouse series, because that's the season that's coming out on TV now.
Nice.
I want to get ahead.
Very cool.
I hate being surprised.
I do. I like it. I like being surprised.
You like surprising me?
I like surprising you. One of the things I was surprised about today, in fact, I heard a little bit about this.
Corey. I was able to pee!
You know what? I have no trouble with that, Dan. None at all. None.
Not with your catheter. No.
No. No. There is a comic book that came out in I think it was 2003, the Image Comics did, called The Walking Dead. It's a black and white comic that's done every month. It kind of chronicles the lives of these people living in this post-apocalyptic world, and the zombies are coming after them. Well, one of my favorite directors of all time, Frank Darabont, who's directed like The Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption, The Mist.
He's a big Stephen King guy.
Well, yeah, he does a lot of Stephen King type book. Yeah. The Majestic. Yep. I mean, he's directed a lot of really awesome movies.
He's also written quite a bit, hasn't he?
He has. But this is based on that comic book series, The Walking Dead. They've started production on there. I've seen production photos. Oh, my God, the zombies are freaking awesome.
Dude, I'm so in.
And it's going to be on the AMC channel, American Movie Classics.
It's going to be a TV series?
A TV series.
Oh, sweet.
6 episodes. In October is when it starts.
Oh.
And it'll be on the AMC channel. Now,
just as I'm thinking about canceling my cable.
My cable company
will
pick up the AMC channel in HD. That would be great. But
If I get that job, I'll push them for it.
I'm still waiting for Sci-Fi in HD.
Yeah, I'm on
and Discovery in HD.
Yeah. I gotta say, Sci-Fi in HD is awesome.
I have Discovery HD Theater, which is different. Because Discovery HD Theater, all they show is those stupid car auction shows, which I don't give a crap about. Or they'll show morning somewhere. They'll take a camera, the sunrise, in a different part of the planet every morning.
You know, that's
sunrise Earth.
That's big if you have a beach near you to watch the sunrise or the sunset.
Right, but I don't want to watch. If I want to watch that, I'll go out in nature and watch it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why I say it's big there.
You can't get your ass up.
I mean, not so much.
Yes, I can.
Who gives a crap?
Oh. Hey, Chad, do you have G4 on IMON?
I do have it, but not in HD.
I don't care. I just don't have G4, period.
Yeah, so it's channel 90.
You don't have G4?
Mediacom doesn't have G4.
Huh, that's crazy.
Unless you have this extra special package.
Oh, okay.
You have to upgrade your package. That's stupid. Yeah.
What package is that?
It's the extended digital Super Family package.
Super Fun Pack?
No, it doesn't say... It's
super store, special?
The word
super
fun
secret?
Isn't there. It's the Super Family Pack.
See,
super
the expensive pack. We were thinking about switching cable providers from IMON to somebody else, but the reason that we're not is because they have those special introductory rates, $29.99 a month for 1 year guaranteed. But after that, what's it go up to? Like $70?
We are paying $162 a month for cable and internet.
Oh, and by the way...
No, thank you.
Here's a tip. Call in, Corey, and tell them you lost your job and see if they can't knock that down for you.
We did.
No shit.
Hello.
Are you kidding me?
This is MediaCom, man.
Is that $160 knocked down?
Yeah, yeah. But we got
from what?
We've got the good internet, so we've got the.
I'd have to give back
family pack, and their response was, "Well, we can do this for you, but if you really want to save money, you should cut down what channels you have." Okay, that's not going to happen. And if you're going to talk crazy at me like this, I don't even want to talk to you, goddammit.
But they're pretty willing to knock down the charges for you, which I
don't. Yeah, actually, they work with you in order to avoid losing you, but they know that I don't have IMON in my area, so my only choice is Dish or DirecTV. Yeah. When they found out that I already have a Dish on my garage that I put there myself...
Did you take a picture of it and send it?
No. They drive by occasionally.
See, I...
So does Dish. Like, they're trying to figure something out.
See, what I do is I call up with, like, the ad of Dish in my hand, and I go, well, I'm looking at this Dish ad, and it's, like, $29.99, and yours is, like, 60 or 70,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and then they go, yeah, let's knock that down for a year for you. How about that?
Yeah. See, we don't have... If we had their phone, they say it would be cheaper for all three things.
But I don't want a phone.
The cost goes up.
I don't want a landline.
They always find a way to make the cost go up. If I got the phone and just didn't use it and it made the price less, then I would do it. We have Vonage. We're paying $12 a month for Vonage right now because I lost my job and they were willing to deal with us. That's good for a year.
See,
Wow.
Just keep in mind that they're a person like anyone else. They just want an easy call, and you know what? No skin off their teeth if you save a few bucks. So,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
They call them up. Whatever.
It's not like Mr. MediaCom's listening.
So how to save money on your cable bill? Tell them you lost your job?
Yeah. And you don't actually have to lose your job, I guess. You can just lie.
Or have... Well, no, you just... They know that cable bills are the one thing that are going to go. Because you can't discuss your electric bill. You can't discuss your gas bill.
I think you'd be surprised.
You can
you can
discuss, but you will pay it one way or at some time.
You're going to pay something.
You're going to pay that. The other is disposable. You can,
That's true.
Yeah,
we were on a budget that was retardedly high. Can I say retardedly on the radio? Retarded. It was slowly high.
Just as long as you don't use
you know, sight gags don't work on this.
No, that's okay.
That's one that doesn't need to be said, though.
Oh, I didn't see it.
That was part of the episode 8
I've got two free hands.
So we, what?
The magical episode 8 that just never...
My God, what just happened?
Nothing.
So, yeah, we called them and said, hey, could we, I don't know, redo the budget? And they're like, well, you're so far ahead at the moment, but you could pay us $80 for this month, and then we'll just start billing you month by month. And I was like, that's good. That was one-fourth of what we were paying the budget.
You know, I never got on budget until last year or two. And when you start getting your gas bills in January of, you know.
Yeah, and
spread out over a year, that's much better. But what the hell are we doing? We're talking about budget talk.
You know what? That's fine. I like it. You know, if we could help our listeners save some bucks right now. And also, you know what?
If you really want to save money, pirate satellite.
Let me tell you how.
First thing you do,
First you go to Radio Shack, pick up a few small items, very cheap.
All right, Angus MacGyver, let's not go there because I don't want to be
bubble gum,
a target.
And chewing gum. Yeah, you need to.
But you can tell me this after the show.
And then you can build a tilt-a whirl.
And we'll work on
band,
that.
Paper clip.
Disclaimer, I know nothing about pirating satellite, nothing, I swear. FCC, if you're looking at me, you're looking in the wrong
way. The FCC, we're not paying enough for the FCC to sneeze at. But...
Oh, God, you don't know, do you?
What?
We'll talk after the show.
Okay, great. You work for the FCC?
No.
No.
No, but I am being watched.
Wonderful.
Is there a white van in front of your house?
No, but there's occasionally a late model Crown Victoria.
Okay.
I'll explain later.
All right, good. So last week I was mentioning that show that I like on the Cartoon Network.
It's
called Adventure Time.
I thought that was Wow Whoops.
Yeah, that is an ugly wallpaper you got there,
Jake. No, that's Jake. Okay. Flynn and Jake, the two main characters. Now, I've seen every episode that's been on TV. It started out, you know, Frederator?
Yeah.
Kevin, there's a podcast. Frederator had cartoon podcasts.
Used to do little cartoons.
So
Frederator is an animation.
Frederator!
Right. Yeah. This was a Frederator cartoon. The Cartoon Network picked it up.
They used to do podcasts where they did some of the first video cartoon podcasts where people would submit.
It was awesome.
Like artists. Whatever, you know, small time.
That was one of the first podcasts you ever showed me.
Yeah, that was like one of the coolest things out there back in the day.
It's in Adventure Time with Finn and Jake. You would love it, Corey, because they reference the D&D stuff without getting D&D. I mean,
I prefer when they get D&D.
It's hilarious. It's
is
just
that today's word.
It's
there,
like
D&D did.
You know, I don't. Oh, I got. Well, I guess I have a Wednesday game. What was the name of the company?
Adventure Time.
Adventure. Okay, the word for the game is Adventure Time, and if you're not having fun, get the hell away from my table. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Adventure Time. But anyway, it follows these two guys, the human, Finn, and then the dog, Jake.
And does the show take place in Jake's mouth?
And what is he? Is he a magic user?
Well, he's a hero. He's a hero.
What the hell does that mean?
In game terms, he's a fighter, but he's also, I guess he would be a fighter.
Yeah, fifth level fighter, hero.
And Jake would be also a fighter, but he's more of a familiar. But he can change shape. He kind of gets bigger and smaller.
Okay,
I don't know.
So he's able to enlarge and
reduce. And reduce.
Like the guy from the Super Friends.
Yeah, kind of.
In your chalk.
Yeah.
In your chalk.
Yeah, kind of like that. Except for he doesn't have to say that.
Is there Wonder Twins?
No. No, but anyway, but some of the other characters, there's Princess Bubblegum. The Ice Wizard. But his heart came to life, and it was voiced by George Takei. It was freaking awesome.
Did it say, oh my?
It didn't say, oh my. I was waiting for it.
Hello.
Runs with Gay.
You always know when George Takei is on Family Guy because he says, hello.
Yeah, I think he did say hello. But that was the most recent episode. There'll be a new episode tonight on, hopefully my thing recorded it. Stupid cable box.
It'll be on your thing.
Dude, my cable box is pissing me off. And I think I'm getting on Imon's list.
Is it
people.
Motorola or is it a Scientific America?
It's a Scientific America or whatever, Atlanta or whatever.
Don't they have Motorolas or anything different? Or is that,
dude,
is that your only choice?
I've gone through four of these things. What happens is it gets out of sync with my TV.
Yeah.
And it starts flipping up black frames every other frame or every 10 frames. And it's like, it only happens with the cable box. It doesn't happen with my DVD player. It doesn't happen with the Xbox.
There's a simple key combination on your remote control that you have to press to resync it. And when you do that, it'll be good for at least 8 minutes.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. You'll have to...
Have you tried turning it all on?
Everyone's looking at me like I know what I'm talking about.
You have to reset it.
Not 9 minutes, not 7 minutes.
Did I say eight? I mean 108 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, the numbers are 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, and then you hit the green button, and then it
You're
works.
Full of crap.
Maybe you just need the guy from behind the red door to come out and just sit there and watch your machine for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're all posing.
You. The Raven. The Raven.
Those guys, and then they...
All right. that makes great audio.
Dun, dun, once again, that is excellent for radio.
Yeah. So this week, I've moved Zachary to the basement,
And, I thought when I walked in here, I thought you kicked the boy out.
No, I moved him to the basement. Okay,
out of here, boy.
As mentioned before in the past, I do work from home,
yep.
And the studio was in the basement. It used to be in here when it was Zach's room.
The studio slash Chad's office.
So I got sick of no sunlight after spending the whole winter in the basement.
Well, you wouldn't have got sunlight anyway.
I'm like, Zach, you know what? You graduated high school. How about we just trade? Even trade. Your room for the basement.
Okay. Was he cool with that?
Yeah, he was cool with it.
Are you taking all the cloths that you have hanging down there?
I don't know. I'm going to eventually have to do something about the acoustics in here again. But I used to have, when we recorded in the past in here, we used to hang blankets up. And
didn't you all hang around like one or two mics, though?
What's that? No. We had all these mics.
Oh, okay. So you weren't kissing
each other. No, but we didn't have the table. I mean, there wasn't enough room for a table in here before. And
I know, Kevin. You're not a kisser.
No.
I like the setup in here. What do you think, guys?
Between us.
Works well. Yeah. Kevin's going to swear, so get ready with the button.
All right, go ahead.
Is this the room that you did the Clamato in, or was that downstairs?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Clamato was in here. Clamato was definitely in here.
The carpet's gone, so whatever might have made it on the carpet.
Was Seth Walters here on that? Was Seth here when we did Clamato?
I think Seth was here.
It was Seth and Ryan. Yeah. Is you?
No,
yeah.
I don't think Ryan was here.
I think Ryan was here for one of the beer tasting episodes.
He was on 2 weeks ago, and the week I couldn't make it.
Yep. No,
and he did great.
Oh, you know, he always does.
I was.
But he's got.
He was cracking me up.
He's
got
to rest a couple weeks
before he can come back on.
It's just the way Ryan operates.
Recharges batteries.
You know, yeah. And Lori, you know, she needs him. One of these times, we're gonna have to have Lori on.
Oh,
while she's pregnant.
I don't know if that's going to be for very much longer.
I mean,
I know.
I've got an idea. If you're going to do that, have her, Shaka Boom, and
Butters. That'll put her in a.
No. And then we'll stand outside and just listen to all the swearing.
I'll tell you a person that I was thinking and asking about having on is
who?
Tracy Van Wheelen.
Yeah, I'd love to have her on. Just what last time I asked her she wanted to be on, she like backed out last minute. Yeah. Tracy, well, you big chicken.
She keeps telling me that she keeps emailing you, and you don't respond.
She's using the wrong email address.
Okay.
My canmanshow@gmail.com. Thecanmanshow@gmail.com. Or you can Facebook me, because, you know, everybody's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I am. If you go to facebook.com/canman, that's me.
That's too easy.
Yeah. Well, that's me. Or if you get on Facebook and then search for The Can Man Show, like us.
You know, it's funny. There's like 40 of those.
What? There's two. There's one. There's one with my logo and one that stupid Facebook decided that they needed to have a business page for us. Why? I have no idea. Four people like it, though. One of them being Lori and one of them being myself. So, but 500...
Well, I guess I should like it, too.
We have, like it. Yeah. We have some 570 likes now on our fan page. We would like to break 1,000 by Independence Day. So share it with your friends.
Wow. That would be the 4th of July.
Yeah. For those of you who don't live in the United States.
Wait, right. I thought it was the 5th of May.
No, that would be Cinco de Mayo. That would be. Oh. And that's just the Battle of Puebla and Mexico.
Yes, there's no drink specials that day. Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, there might be Independence Day drink specials.
Yeah, anything red, white, or blue.
I saw something really cool this weekend. I went to Theater Cedar Rapids. Did you know that Cedar Rapids has an opera company?
Nope.
I did not.
Yes, they do. Cedar Rapids Opera Company, I believe is what they call themselves.
Wait.
Cedar Rapids Opera Company?
Yeah.
So their acronym is CROC?
Yeah, and it's not a croc. So Timmy, you guys know Timmy.
Yes.
He was in this opera, which really was more of just a musical. Mm-hmm. It was written by Robert Nassif.
Well, the difference between an opera and a musical is they have speaking and musicals.
That's not like related or...
All the Nassifs in this town are related.
Yeah. In some way.
Jesus Christ Superstar is an opera.
Like Dr. Nassif. No, I don't know. Anyway, Nassif wrote this play. He's a vocal coach. Teaches a lot of people how to... He calls himself a vocal technician. Anyway, he teaches people how to sing or helps them become better singers. The musical had Timmy in it, but it starred T.J. Bresler, who's a friend of mine. Janelle Lauer, who's been on the show, and like episode like 10 or something like that, and Megan Ginsburg or Megan Turner. If you guys watch Powerhouse, she was in it. so many of my friends, this is like, it was like the Resbeck, Stephen Tracy Resbeck. They were both in Full Monty with me. But anyway, it follows this guy who's like a nobody. And he wants to better himself. And he's got this girl, his girlfriend, who's played by Janelle, and decides he wants to fly. He takes flying lessons from Scott Schulte and Katie Knutson. And anyway, he sucked at it. So he gets this bright idea to tie balloons to a lawn chair.
And
ends up... And it's kind of like that Danny Deck chair movie, but it's not. It's a musical. It's hilarious. It was so well done.
Based on true events?
Well, I don't know. No, this guy... No, not really. But it's pardon the pun, uplifting.
But it was an opera.
It wasn't an opera. It was a musical.
Well, no.
By the opera company.
Do they talk? Are there actual spoken lines?
There are some spoken lines, but the majority of it was singing.
Then it's not an opera.
Right. Yeah. The majority of it was singing, but there were lines that were spoken. Very, very funny, very, very intelligent, a little bit dirty, but so much fun. It was great.
I prefer my movie or my opera extraordinarily dirty.
It was just had some adult themes. I wouldn't say it was dirty.
Super double naked people running across the stage.
No. No, none of that happening. Except for Tim. Tim was naked, except for he was driving a car naked in the play. So, but
I want to see it now.
Are you gay for Timmy?
No, not really.
Who isn't?
I just like naked.
Timmy!
Have you ever seen Lucky Louie? It was a show on HBO for a very short time. They had nudity in almost every episode, but not a single woman got naked in that show.
Oh,
because female nudity isn't funny.
No, but male nudity is.
Male nudity makes me laugh almost every damn time I see it.
That's why Will Ferrell does it. I mean, he's got no trouble dropping trowel.
No, actually, no, that's true. But those weren't his balls in Step Brothers.
No, those were...
those were prosthetics.
What?
On the drum. I'm going to put my balls on the drum set.
You didn't really put your balls on the drum. Oh, no, I totally didn't.
Forgot about that.
How could you forget about that?
That's a great movie.
They cut the best line out of that movie. The best line was when he's burying Michael C. Riley. Is that his name?
John C. Riley.
Yeah, John C. Michaels or whatever.
Yeah.
John C. Riley.
He's burying him. And my dad will miss me. And Will Ferrell goes, your dad will never even know you're gone.
No, he won't. No, he won't.
I am. He said he was gonna rape me. I am not a raper.
As soon as you close your eyes, I'm gonna punch you in the face as hard as I can.
That movie is so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
We just become best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go out into the garage and chop watermelons with swords?
Welcome back. I'm gonna throw some sound effects over this because I can.
Are you from Aperture Technologies?
I found
Gladys.
Well, I figured out how.
Heard anything out of?
Oh yeah,
they're making a Portal 2 is coming.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be on its own standalone game too.
It's gonna be bigger. I was mistaking Gladys for Gert.
I'm sorry. Oh, Gert. No, Gladys is not the same.
No, I figured out. So this weekend I listened to Jamie Foxx. Okay, I don't know why I was listening to Jamie Foxx. Blame it on the whatever.
When
alcohol. That song. Oh. And T-Pain is a rapper producer guy who
I'm in love with a stripper.
Something like that. Anyway, he does that robot voice. I was watching Adventure Time, and on one of the episodes, Finn swallows a computer, and he starts talking like T-Pain. He's got that thing going on. So I figured out how to do that. I spent some time playing with it. So I'm hoping to do something fun with it. I know I'm singing way off key. I'm doing it on purpose.
No, it sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard T-Pain sing with
a computer? It's the Can Man Show.
It's not good.
Let's hear you guys do it. Do something crazy. Kevin?
No.
No! You said no!
Kevin loves the Clamato.
Kevin loves the Clamato.
You guys.
You know, that's the first time someone's mentioned that, or well, earlier was the first time, where you didn't tell them to F off.
He's normal with it. It's I'm okay.
I'm in love now. With the booby.
You know, I totally share your aversion.
My boob moment of the day.
Oh, you've had some?
No.
Oh. Yeah,
but it's made just, from clam.
Yeah.
I don't even have to try it to know that it's awful.
It's tomato, too.
What if it had bacon and caramel in it, Corey? Would you eat that?
Bacon and tomato?
I would have to try it.
Clam with bacon, clam with bacon and caramel?
I would have to try it.
I bet you if you got enough caramel on it, it would hide the taste
if
of the
If you put
clam.
Enough caramel on anything, you could put a, you could if you put like 3 cups of caramel on a turd, it probably would taste like caramel.
I'm just thinking of that.
A turd with caramel?
I love a caramel turd.
So earlier tonight, you might have heard us eating some candy. I found at Hy-Vee my favorite candy in the whole wide world, which is Zots.
Zots. They were really good until it opened up and my mouth was filled with hell.
Yeah. That's what I think is fun. You suck on them and then they got this fizzy stuff. Which makes you look like a rabid dog. I was waiting for you guys to say something about it, because...
Did you know that Kool-Aid is finally making a fizzy tablet?
Yeah, and it's actually good. I've had them. We can try them right now if you want. How many ounces of water in there?
Where you put it in the... you put it in water, 14. And it just turns it into pop?
Yep.
It turns into Kool-Aid.
Fizzy Kool-Aid. Well,
tablet fizzles. It's like... They used to have a fizzy Kool-Aid type drink that's out there. They used to call them fizzy drinks or whatever. Yep. Not fizzy lifting drinks from Willy Wonka, but they were like fizzy
get
tabs.
Out of my head.
Yeah, I know, but
do it to that.
Yeah.
Do it
to the bird. I'll do that. Pardon anyway, it's like an anise.
It was not me, it was my food.
It's like a
better
like,
out than in, I always
like,
say.
You like, need to take that
Alka Pepto
four or
stuff.
Five times, yeah. And then do your thing to it.
Okay, well.
No. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, Kool-Aid.
So yeah, so it's pretty cool, man. One tablet does 8 ounces.
I wonder if it
they've
would
got fruit punch, grape, vodka. Lemonade,
32 ounces, baby.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be good in vodka.
Four tabs,
but it does not carbonate the beverage.
I'm glad you didn't have anything in that. When you're
all the Cardinal does the, it's empty.
The old fizzy tabs are just gross. Okay, I've had those; they're gross. These I can actually drink, and there's a mild chalkiness that you get with like antacid. Just a mild.
Well, you know, it's when I was in elementary, I used to suck on chalk, so chalking has never really bothered me. Oral fixation.
Did you ever have to put like a...
Wait. I was just watching a show where the kid ate chalk. It was brick. It was from the middle that he ate chalk. Okay,
never seen that show. Okay. Did I ever have to put a diaper on?
Put like a... no.
A strainer on my poop?
Well, I guess that depends. Because it was covered in caramel. Now see, talking about chalk, I had a teacher back in grade school or whatever.
It puts the chalk on its skin.
You had a teacher in school.
Yes, it gets a check mark behind his name again.
We had keepers. Go ahead.
That's a Quidditch thing.
Keepers.
No, they kept us in cages. Fed us occasionally.
We had this one teacher that, the lotion if we're ever skin. Bad, they would actually... she would make us put a eraser in our mouth.
Oh.
I don't think that's legal anymore.
Well, neither was...
It then?
Paddling.
That sounds...
Neither was tying up a mildly retarded person, but one of my teachers did that.
Wow, where did you go to school?
The rough part of Clarence, Iowa.
Oh. Oh, that's the whole town.
What do you mean rough part of... There is no part of Clarence, Iowa.
Well, there is the
it's
one
like, what,
part, the
two
part
streets,
that you
three
miss
streets
if
across?
You blink as you're driving. You
the bar and the pop machine. Oh, there's two bars.
Oh. Well, you know what's crazy is I ran into Kevin, and then, you know, Eric Dean Frazee, who's been on the show a few times.
Yep.
He's a Clarenceite.
Yeah.
Clarenceian.
He seems quite normal, but who knows.
Isn't it a Clarencinian?
Clarencinian?
No, I think it was rougher back in the 80s. You know,
yeah.
That was before they started to really, you know, they actually trusted teachers. And
Clarence Oyne.
You know, back then.
You know, a teacher could get away with beating up a kid in class. Or
well, they can still do it. You just do it once.
Yeah. Well, you know, back then.
But
well, you said get away.
But our teachers would be able to keep teaching after.
Oh, yes.
See,
did you see that video of that teacher just losing her mind and beating the crap out of a kid while the other kids cheered her on?
That's awesome. What'd the kid do to provoke it?
I think he was being a wise ass.
Wow. Really?
She got fired.
That's too bad. He's getting more a bunch wise, of money. More and wise asses been, need to get beat down.
It would have, hey, speaking as a wise ass.
Yeah, me too.
if it weren't for wise asses,
if it weren't for
this
kids,
this show would not exist.
If these phones with the damn video cameras on them didn't exist, teaching would be a lot more fun. That's all I'm going to say about that.
A lot of things would be a lot more fun. But you know what? Having the camera on the things... Like, it makes like things what? More fun.
Like what, Chad? Like rape?
No, I am not a rapist.
You're a raper.
I'm not a raper.
Just show your mother
likes
you, Trebek.
He's all crazy at. He looks all rapey and junk.
I am not a raper.
Dolly Parton.
You did a clown voice last week. It was just uncalled for.
What?
The week before. You did that thing and then said, I think I just freaked Corey out. Yes, you did.
Corey!
Oh, no, that was my twin voice from the forest.
Scared the crap out of me, and it's unnecessary.
Hey, Corey!
See, it's not scary without the makeup.
Yeah. But he doesn't need makeup?
Oh, that is creepy as hell. That was the one thing...
Next time I'll bring my mask!
I'm telling you. He's
like, hey, I do cocaine!
When you do that, that's what I hear. I'm Roxo, the rock and roll clown!
I do cocaine!
What is that from?
Yeah.
Metalocalypse. That's
Metalocalypse. Yeah, oh, it's from...
okay, now, yeah.
Okay, that's a Cartoon Network cartoon that's on Adult Swim.
Yeah, William Street. Woot. They're my favorite cartoon company.
Really? I've never seen it all the way through.
Stupid monkey.
It's only 15 minutes long.
Yeah, no, it's 30. They've extended them. The new season is a full half-hour segment now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to do that with Robot Chicken, but I think Seth Green's hands will fall off.
You know one of the things I like about... Adventure Time.
Oh, okay.
Is that they break it up into two like 10-minute episodes. So like they do a full show which has got two different stories in it, which I like.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's there's no commercials between this in the middle of the story. So they'll do the story, then they'll do a commercial, then they'll do the next story, and then that'll be the end of it.
That's the one thing that I always kind of wondered about, like Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon. They put ads on their shows, and it always kind of made me wonder, who are they selling to? It's not like these kids are going to run out and buy these things.
This is where the commercials went from when we were kids. So, like, all the Fruity Pebbles commercials, I've seen more Fruity Pebbles commercials in the last week since I've been watching Cartoon Network than I have since I was 8. Okay, since before, you know, when we were kids, we actually had cartoons on TV on Saturday morning. Okay, you know what killed it? Saved by the Bell. Yeah. Love that show, but it killed cartoons.
Well, it killed Channel 9 cartoons. Now it's all Disney Channel stuff on Channel 9.
Well, yeah. Now, but, you know, ABC, why not, if you got access to the Disney stuff, might as well
do it. Yeah, but they could play Disney cartoons. At least that would be cartoons, but it's Zack and Cody's Sweet Life.
Yeah, whatever.
It's So Raven, and isn't she a porn star now?
No, not her.
Sued for that.
Not her. No, that's one of those girls from...
Oh, yeah.
What is it with you and Ashley Tisdale? Yeah. Was she naked in that movie? Jeez Louise,
it's
Dan.
It's totally not worth watching if she wasn't.
You know
I
what?
Agree with Dan.
I saw a Batgirl naked.
Stop.
Today. Oh, it was awesome.
But that, she is not Ashley Tisdale.
And the car.
Pure,
the,
innocent Ashley Tisdale from High School Musical.
The drapes don't match the.
Oh, shut up! Shut up!
Yeah, the collar don't match the cuffs, man.
But I miss. I miss Saturday morning
TV.
I miss Saturday morning TV.
I miss Saturday morning TV.
Well, you know, it's great that they have Cartoon Network. Great, but you know what?
There's nothing special about the cartoons anymore.
Yeah, there is. There is if you make them that way.
No, what I mean is, Saturday morning was. I would get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
and I would turn the TV on to see the color bar. I'd get my cereal. I'd get my milk. I would lay on the carpet.
I would call. I would
the first cartoon to start.
I would wait until the Looney Tunes came on. And Bugs Bunny and Roadrunners, what they called it at the time.
Uh-huh.
It was the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner show.
Yep.
I would call my grandpa, and I'd say, Grandpa, Bugs Bunny Roadrunner. You know, and that was special in itself, you know.
Yep.
But that was just one of those things that I did every Saturday morning,
Mel
you know.
Blank.
Mel Blanc.
I don't think those would keep my daughter entertained for more than 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
There was an episode where the coyote caught the Roadrunner. Somehow he shrunk himself down to the size of a pea, and when he caught him, he was no higher than the Roadrunner's knee, and he's standing there on his foot, and he holds up a sign, now I've got him, what am I supposed to do with him?
Nice.
I've got DirecTV, and I've got
all the channels in the world, and I hardly ever watch any of them. Every now and then I'll run by Logo to catch an episode of Buffy and then watch all the gay commercials between, because Logo is a gay network.
Is that why Buffy's on there? Because Logo. Willow was gay?
Yes, but wait. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Because who's gay?
Willow.
It was one of the first.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't know? They didn't hide it.
I never watched it.
It was one of the first hardcore relationships that was displayed on network TV.
Yeah.
Lesbian relationship.
What happened to Ellen? Wasn't the Ellen show when she had that
No, she
sitcom?
Wasn't gay. She was gay
on
until
the sitcom.
Last two episodes, and it got canceled.
Oh.
But anyway, I've got Boomerang, and Boomerang shows a lot.
Herculoids, Hanna-Barbera
stuff. Smurfs and the Snorks were on over the weekend, and my daughter just eats that stuff up.
To go back to the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I have the Golden Collection. It's like a 4-DVD set of Looney Tunes. And Zeta went through like a whole month. That's all she wanted to watch.
Sure. Yep. And there's something to be said about the timelessness of those cartoons.
And you know what? These were the uncensored. The Wile E. Coyote gets blown up. They had guns. There's characters with cigarettes. Yes, there's characters with cigarettes.
Absolutely.
There's a Tom and Jerry cartoon I have on DVD where Jerry's walking through the gutters of like New York, and there's all these sexy ladies' legs and heels, and he's going. It's quite dirty.
I don't think that stuff
for kids anyway
demented me any more than it would nowadays. I really think that the censorship in the cartoons. Why?
Oh, Chad, I gotta.
Am
say,
I wrong?
You aren't normal. And good for you, by the way. And
that is a compliment, Craig.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean,
I know normal people. I don't care for them.
I mean, I am a liberal, but I'm not that big of a liberal, I guess. I mean, that's
well,
too far.
You know, political correctness is an attempt to destroy freedom. And there's so much that you can't do now or can't say now that you could say back in the 70s.
Watch
Mad Men. Go to Netflix and watch it instant play, because that's how things used to be, and that's when it was good.
You can say those things, but people hate you when you say them.
I don't care about people.
They'll turn right around. That's fine. They're Republican. Privacy of their own home. They'll watch the same.
I don't know. Yeah, they'll watch the same. We Republicans are against clean water, clean air. We want your kids to die. I love being a Republican. I don't have to care about anyone. It's great.
I care about things. That's my problem.
I'm gonna get a picture
problem.
Of your face doing that, Dan.
But you know what? I think I would like to go back and see that stuff back in cartoons, just because it's that good. Seriously.
Hell sweet, yeah.
It would be great to go back in time and have those old cartoon days back. You know, Transformers at 4 o'clock, and if the Atlanta Braves were on, I would go through the roof and I would yell at Mom for running the vacuum because she only vacuumed during the Transformers.
I say let's start a movement. Let's do a Saturday morning movement. You know what? Even if it's not on
my Saturday morning,
I do have movements every Saturday morning.
Even though it's not on
Saturday
regular TV,
nowadays
that's not a good one.
Go out to your nearest video store. Download your latest favorite cartoons on Saturday morning. Make it a family event. Get up early with your kids. Make breakfast. Go out and buy a box of donuts.
Are you
buy
insane?
That box set, the 80s cartoon set that has...
Do it every Saturday now. Let's do it. You know what?
You can't do that. You can't whisper something and make me laugh. What? I sound crazy now.
What did you whisper?
It's not right for radio.
You're just going on and on.
Hey, I'm just saying, let's
do
it.
Okay, I agree that, yes, the children should have, but my kids are all grown now.
My kid's not. And Kevin's kid's not.
Nope.
My girls aren't.
Although you guys can do that, and good, enjoy.
You could do it as an adult.
I'll be sleeping.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I'll get up and watch the DVR episodes of the cartoons and eat the donuts that I bought.
Yeah, whatever. Do it Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. It doesn't matter. But you know what? Just do it. Have a cartoon day.
But I don't know. She's pretty. My daughter's pretty hooked on
phonics.
It worked for her. No, she's more into that Nickelodeon, iCarly. I mean, I can't believe how she wants to watch that iCarly stuff. I mean,
iCarly.
It doesn't matter how many times. Now, I do have one thing that I forgot to say about Xbox.
Thank you.
One
what?
Thing.
Yes, Amy.
They are putting they're putting ESPN on Xbox.
They're putting Hulu on Xbox too.
Did you see that?
I saw it. I saw that. It's not an E3.
Well, that takes me no end.
They reported it on.
I just wasted $20 on.
Okay, Plan. That's a rumor.
No, they reported it on HD Nation. Okay. It was listed as.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for them to make.
I haven't seen that on the press conference yet, but I still got 30 minutes to.
I'm still waiting for them to make XBL free.
No, think of this. Now, ESPN, you can get any football game, any baseball, any basketball, anytime. They also have features where you can actually take online quizzes and participate with forums online while you're watching.
How much extra is it?
They said free
with your gold membership.
Exactly.
Wow. Which you got. Most people who have Xbox have purchased the gold membership anyway.
There's no point in that. Well, if you play a lot of multiplayer,
I heard
stuff,
that the Hulu
no
thing was rumored along with the platinum membership. Whatever platinum. That's a long rumored.
Platinum?
I have an Xbox Platinum card actually.
Yeah. I had heard, and I don't know where I heard this from, Nick, that Xbox is going to be changing their ways about Xbox Live and making it a free service for gold.
No, they've been saying that ever since it was created.
Well, PlayStation came out and theirs is free.
Yeah, but it sucks.
Still.
Well, yeah, that's because it's PlayStation.
It sucks because it's free.
Let me tell you, as an owner of a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox, there is quite the difference.
They were talking about, one news story I heard, with the PS3, HBO content on the PS3.
Good luck.
I can do that now.
The problem with that is that it's slow. It is very slow. I've watched movies and streaming and everything on Xbox 360. It looks fine. Yeah. No jumpy. It's
you ever get any DLNA errors on your PS3?
All the time. I can't. I tried looking at Hulu on it, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And the thing that really kills me between it being slow, it being buggy when you're trying to download stuff, which if I paid for a movie, it better download, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, it better run.
Now, another...
That's what he said earlier.
Now, another
only,
thing...
Only it was down here now.
Yeah. Another thing...
Chad all of a sudden had two free hands.
Another thing that kills me is... Have you ever downloaded XBLA games?
We actually got the Toy Soldiers game just last weekend.
Now, think of this. I gave my Sony Play...
Great game. $15.
I'm listening.
You're on my list.
Oh, I got to tune myself back in.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. one of my things with the PlayStation 3 is when I'm I decided to give it some love this weekend, and I bought a PlayStation card and decided to buy a couple games.
Sure.
Bought a game called Trash Panic. Pretty cool. The only problem is it takes forever to download. And then I go to start the game thinking, all right, going to play the game.
Uh-huh.
You had to download some more stuff?
I have to download patches to it then.
Why can't they just put the patches in the primary?
Why is the patches not on the game? And I'll tell you something. It is that way with every frickin' game.
Well, I'm not going to make excuses because I don't care for Sony.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say it's because it's Sony. I mean, and Microsoft has this stuff. They've got this stuff tucked in. They've been doing this forever.
Everybody gives Apple crap about being a closed environment. Sony is just as bad.
Yeah, they fucked up Spider-Man.
And if
wow.
Where?
But
did they beat his ass? Did they beat him down?
Style?
Did somebody have to cut a bitch?
Did they slice a bitch?
Punched him in the throat when he got off the ride.
Okay, so what were you saying, Kevin?
So, another thing. If I rent a game or buy a game and I throw it in, I cannot play it right then.
You have to wait until the download.
I have waited 20 to 30 minutes before being able to play a game.
My brother told me that enabling his Wi-Fi on his PS3 was the worst thing I could have ever done to him, because every time he puts a game in there, it updates it.
Yeah, actually, if you don't have that turned on, it... But I want all of the account features and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, you know... I just can't believe that it's not a computer game. It's a console game. And play it.
Yeah.
Not put it in and have it download for 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So would you say buy a PS3 now or wait for the Xbox 360?
I bought it for a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
And for the exclusives that are for Sony.
Is it digital audio?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's definitely worth it as a Blu-ray player.
Oh, yeah, it's the best Blu-ray player on the market.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's my Blu-ray player.
Nice.
It's a PS3 second.
Yeah.
Because I...
In the UK, that's how they marketed it, as a Blu-ray player that plays games.
See, yeah.
I was looking at...
That's the right way to do it, too.
I was looking at the dates on my games that I played.
It's all ass backwards over here.
Whatever. But,
that was weird.
But I bought...
Oh, welcome back, Dan. There's a little British chap in a funny hat just ran through.
Angus McNuts.
Angus McNuts.
But he's Irish.
Scottish.
I'm coming for
whatever.
You, Russell Brand.
get out. A little weirdo. Get out from under the table. What were you saying, Kevin?
Yeah.
something Haiti about Sony. And something,
you
something,
hate the Sony something. PlayStation.
Ooh, no, I don't.
Buster Rigginich, woo!
I don't hate it. It's just for what I paid for it. It just, I don't think I was just looking at the dates of, like, the games I played.
Yeah.
And I bought it in March. I think, first part of March.
It's been that long?
I played, like, a couple games, like God of War and something else, which was in March. And I haven't touched it till this weekend.
Wow.
So, other than putting Blu-rays...
See, you talk like a lot of the video game critics that I listen to talk. I decided this week, it's been a while, the PlayStation 3's got cobwebs on it, I might as well throw a disc in there and see if it can still run.
It's the same with a Wii.
I haven't touched my Wii in months.
I touched mine this morning.
It's going to shrivel up and fall off, dude. Just as long as you don't touch your Wii during Batman porn.
Wait.
That's the point.
What is the point?
Yeah.
Why are you watching it? It's not for the dialogue.
Well, he kept flipping through the dialogue. I couldn't get to... I don't even know what it was about, other than people...
Dude, it was a Batman porn parody!
I saw Batman, I saw Robin, I saw
the Joker.
I saw Riddler bowling some chick through some bars. That was cool. And then the Joker had two hot chicks on his lap, which was a little weird. Kind of like a Joker Santa Claus. Pimp.
Was this like a remake of the Batman movie from the 60s?
No, because there wasn't any... Well, maybe.
Where was the penguin?
Where was the shark that jumped out of the water?
The penguin. Wah, wah. Ha!
Dude,
that's the sequel.
That is the single most sexless creature in comics.
There's just some days you can't get rid of a bomb. Oh, dude. You have got to check out the commentary on the original DVD.
Okay.
On the original DVD,
the very
Batman
beginning
porn?
Of the movie, they've got Burt Ward and they've got Adam West.
Oh, on the Batman movie.
And they're showing, the movie.
Oh,
and they're showing
the
big spotlights chasing around the random criminal. And as they start up the movie, they show Robin, and Adam West goes, "Ooh, looky."
So you think he should have been the commentary on the Batman porn?
I think he should have been something in the Batman porn.
He's probably a cameo.
Like Chief O'Hara,
you know, it'd be funny
if
he was a cameo. I don't know. I haven't watched
it
working cover
right
to cover.
I mean, he's on
Family Guy extremely
regular. Seth MacFarlane has him on contract. He's got.
Oh yeah,
he's on.
And I know Seth would have let him go for this. I know.
I think he's.
Oh yeah,
Seth is that cool.
He's been on. He plays the mayor also.
He plays Adam West on Family Guy.
Is it the mayor in Fairly Odd Parents that he plays, too?
He plays somebody.
No, he plays a superhero named Catman.
Yes. Yes, he does. That's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of cartoons, that's a pretty fun one.
Fairly Odd Parents? Love that cartoon.
I love Danny Phantom.
Nice. See, there's something about the Nickelodeon ones. They're poorly drawn, but they're awesome.
Some of them are pretty good, yeah. They're better than I gave them credit for. Like the Back to the Barnyard. I didn't quite care for it at first. But then it kind of grows on you. It's pretty funny. You
know, I have enough fungus growing on me at the moment. I'm going to go ahead and avoid having things grow on
before me. The CW picked up the WB Kids Network and tossed it in the trash can, the WB Kids had a lot of great stuff. They had
an Earthworm Jim cartoon on that network?
What I used to watch was The Batman.
Oh, yes.
And then that was followed up with, there was a Super Friends cartoon.
Justice League.
Yes, it was Justice League / Super Friends in a lot of ways. It was that one was really good. And then CW came along and crumpled it up and tossed it in the circular file.
That's too bad.
My favorite cartoon ever was Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah.
Single greatest cartoon ever drawn.
The guy that plays...
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain, yes.
The guy that plays played Wacko, Yakko, Jack...
Yakko, Wacko, and Dot.
Okay. Yeah.
Princess... Oh,
there was the main character. Well, right. He, the guy that voiced that character, is now a member of a band. I can't remember the name of the band, but they mash up
does
all these
do
old
the
80s
Wacko
songs.
Voice because that is
just not in the song.
Okay,
no,
that's terrifying.
But you'll be the band. You'll hear them playing Enter Sandman, and it mixes into, I believe it's a Journey song.
Nice.
Well,
and it
have you heard the four chord song
perfectly?
Well, yeah, I've we heard played that. Yeah. We played part of it on the. That's but, on the show notes a couple of months ago.
Oh, did you?
If you go check out...
I love that song.
What's the show that I listen to? Big Honk and Steve's show. Do you know who Big Honk and Steve
no.
is?
Is that one of your favorite podcasts?
Your favorite show? Porn stars?
Yeah, he's a porn... Sounds like a porn name. Not.
It does, doesn't it? I'll think of it and then we'll put it in the show notes. It's a good show.
Big Steve Honker. I mean, if you're going to do a porn name, you got to have Honker at the end. You can't... have it before Steve.
Right.
Geek Out. It's called Steve. Geek On. Geek Out Loud is the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And he interviewed the guy with the band, and he talked about his experiences on Animaniacs as well. It's some really good tunes. You should go check it out.
So awesome.
That's a very well-written show, too. It was produced by Spielberg.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers cartoon.
They did a send-up of Goodbye Moon. They did a song with every state in it. They did a song with all the brain
parts. The states won. That's awesome for kids.
Yeah.
Well, not just the states, but they did the capitals of all the states.
Yeah, they did the capitals.
They also did the Galaxy song from the Monty Python once, too.
Yeah.
Whatever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things get hard or tough.
Pinky and the Brain, and then they mashed it up and ruined it by throwing a character from the other Warner Brothers thing, Elmira.
Oh, yeah.
Elmira, Pinky and the Brain. And
oh,
that was
stupid.
Just so awful.
Elmira.
But, yeah,
she was
rotten. If you don't know, be grateful.
She
came to the science place and adopted them, and then they were in her bedroom trying to constantly avoid her and try to take over the world.
She was she reminded me of, if you saw the Finding Nemo, she was the red-haired girl that killed all the fish.
Yep, same girl.
Darla.
Yep.
Whatever. So, yeah. Same kind of concept.
Exactly. Just awful human being. And a little girl that you just want to crush her skull. There was an episode of the Animaniacs where Elmira, there was the dog, Buttons the dog, that was always chasing the little blonde-haired girl. And he was always getting his ass kicked because he was trying to keep her safe. And there was one episode where the Animaniacs are messing with Elmira. And the little blonde girl wanders by. And she goes, oh, come here, little girl. And Buttons comes up. And the boy says, oh, no, it's okay. We got this one. And a building falls down. And you hear her scream. And they just punished Elmira for being so awful, which was awesome.
I wish
I had that episode.
Kung Fu Chicken from that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Kung Fu Chicken or something.
It was a...
Chicken Chow Mein or
something. Chicken in Disguise.
Like that.
He was a chicken, but he was pretending to be a human.
And at the end, they'd always figure out
he was a chicken.
Oh my god! Yeah, he wouldn't talk or anything.
No, he just
he would just sit there and
bob his head.
That's a great idea, Mr. Bill.
once he'd go or something like that.
Yeah, something would happen and his tie would fall off.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and then they're chicken.
Brilliant show.
Yeah. God,
guys,
now I remember that. Jeez, that was.
That was awesome.
I was an adult.
Okay,
kid when I was watching.
I know.
That was awesome.
You can get those all on DVD now.
Oh,
that'll be the Amazon item of the week. I'll see if I can find the series one Amazon item of the week. See if I can find the Animaniacs on DVD, and we'll make that the item of the week.
So did anybody pick up some Red Dead Redemption?
They did check out the dealie, but I haven't seen anybody actually buy Red Dead Redemption. They already bought it.
Yeah, I was actually at Blockbuster, and they told me they keep selling out of it.
Wow.
Which, people buy stuff from Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Blockbuster's still in business?
Well, it kills me. The
somebody
last
said
weeks
last
I
week they
there.
Had like 5 movies for $25 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's their deal right now.
5 movies for $25.
Yeah.
Previewed. That's pretty good deal.
No, it's not. You can go to pawn stores and get them for like $3 each.
Wow. There you go. Pawn shops. You are the pawn shop master. We should have a pawn shop episode where we follow you around and watch you haggle.
Hey, would you take 10? Would
Chad,
you take 10?
I think every show from now on should be just us following him around and standing behind him in an obtrusive way and commenting on everything he does. I want to be us behind him at a McDonald's.
Us behind Kevin.
And we could carry around a battery-operated boombox and have theme music for every sort of action.
By about 10 minutes in, us doing a commentary on him, he, as long as he couldn't hear it, that'd be one thing. If he could hear it, we would all have our asses kicked within 10 minutes. Or he would just walk out and leave us. He would like get in a car, and he would leave us.
Okay, let's go.
He'd go, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Oh, crap, he's leaving.
We gotta go, we gotta go.
I used to call that Kevin weirding out. Because Kevin, you know, I pissed Kevin off so many times in our relationship.
What? No, you?
He would just get up and leave. He'd say, fuck you, I'm going home.
F off.
I mean, hello.
Fuck you, I'm done. Ugh. Yeah. Ugh. I love you, man.
My back hurts.
So, going to close the show tonight. I know I closed it last week with Drama Queen. You know what? Kevin Zerbe, the Zerbinator, who does our theme song. Thank you, Kevin and Elizabeth. Got a hold of Drama Queen and did his little magic on it. And he made this really cool version of Drama Queen. Timmy's doing the lead vocals like he did before.
Does it feature Snoop Dogg and it's remixed by Timbaland?
It's remixed by T-Pain. I don't know.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Yeah. But he did a remix of Drama Queen, and it's really good. So 2 weeks in a row, Drama Queen, because I love it that much.
Rock 'em, sock 'em.
So thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 91. Join us again next week when Kevin says...
Hello.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
What it was.
Bye-bye.
Wear my heart upon your sleeve. I pinned it there. You were fast asleep. You've no idea how much it bleeds. But I think by now you figured out that I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama. I'm a drama, drama queen. Show is over, take a bow. It's time to make my exit, but I guess I don't know how. The spotlight's shining, so I stand. I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. I love the drama and always make the scene. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock.